second season finally. Let's go. Now the facts count.
Now everything counts.
We believe in victory, man.
The preseason was good for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The kid looks the part.
That's what you love about Blake Bortles. That's just the way he plays the game.
There are some questions that still need to be answered. But who cares? The regular season is here. Everybody's undefeated now, and we're all in first place.
Finish. Let's go, man. Let's go.
We look forward to a new season tonight on Jaguars All Access.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. And EverBank, are you ready to up your financial game?
It's time now. It's time for what? Victory. It doesn't change. We get better at getting better. We get better at getting better. That's what we do, man. Keep that mindset. Let's have a hell of a time.
Quiet tonight. What else is new? A little rainy. EverBank Field getting geared up for the home opener Sunday against Carolina. Hello and good evening. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brian Sexton, joined by Jaguars analyst Jeff Lagerman for a half an hour of Jaguars news and information. We're joined tonight, Jeff, by Zane Beatles.
By Zane Beatles. And Zane, for the weekend for you guys, and a veteran player, what is it like for you being a veteran player? Is it unnerving at all?
Coming into the first game?
No. The weekend of cuts, where the roster goes from 75 to 53, which is a huge jump as far as number of players.
For me, it's always the toughest time of year. You build so many relationships with guys, and you get close with guys, and then, it's part of the business, but it's never gets easier. And, you hate to see those guys go.
In 10 years, the one thing I think that you really never get used to is when that happens, when you go from 75 to 53 and you walk into that locker room, whether it be on Sunday or Monday after the cuts happen, all of a sudden you look around and all of a sudden half the lockers that are typically occupied.
Right.
All of a sudden your team is so much smaller. You're like, what? We're going to play with just these guys?
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, I wish those guys the best of luck. And obviously we had a lot of guys picked up this year, which was great for us and speaks to the depth that we had in training camp.
And an interesting weekend. I know that I was glued to the email thing, seeing what the releases would come out. But preseason four games. And let's take a look now at the top plays from the preseason.
And we'll start with Corey Grant. Look, we knew he was fast, but on this 40-yard touchdown, man, did he show vision.
Well, and watching him in training camp, Zane, you saw him without pads on. You're like, wow, this guy's really fast. And all of a sudden, now you start to see that speed on game day, and all of a sudden it makes you go, wow, maybe this kid can play.
Yeah, absolutely. This play in particular, we were on the sideline and saw him just turn on those burners, and it was pretty impressive, that's for sure.
And we're going to look at this play on the smart board. Got a really nice block from a young player that's behind you right now, A.J. Cann. But the angles that the defenders take with a young player like this are never good when you've got speed like that.
Time for top play number two. This from the first preseason game. Blake Bortles keeps it himself.
You had to hold your breath on this one a little bit. When he's reaching that ball out to the pylon, but, that's just him, isn't it?
It is. It's just the way that he plays, and, you love him for it, but you always there's a little bit of something there at the end where you're making sure that when he gets up, he's all right. But obviously a great play, and it brings a dynamic to the team that, is going to be very good for us.
And time now for our Baptist Health game-changing moment of the preseason against the Detroit Lions. Watch this pretty touchdown pass from Bortles, Allen Hurts.
And it's amazing to watch him, Zane, from last year. I don't know if you remember your first impression when the first time that he stepped on the field, but I remember the first time he stepped on the field. My impression was, uh-oh, it wasn't pretty. I mean, the balls were fluttering, they weren't accurate. And to think about the progress that he's made from last year through the season and then what he's been able to make from January until now, it's truly incredible.
Yeah, he was out in California where I trained in the offseason. I saw the work that he was putting in the gym and working with the quarterback coach out there. And then when we got back for OTAs, his presence and just his confidence with the way he was throwing the ball, you could definitely tell that there was a big difference from
last
year.
It's everything. I mean, it's the throwing motion. It's tighter. He's always had great pocket presence. I mean, his pocket presence has been tremendous. But now, you guys are doing such a better job up front of giving him the time. The pocket is better, And that's enabled him to even make further progress.
Absolutely. You know, the improvement that we've made up front obviously is going to be beneficial for the whole team, but especially for him. You know, he can really step into those throws and he can be comfortable to be back there and go through his reads and deliver the ball downfield. And, you know, that's something we need to continue.
You know, the game is always about players. You know, you get better when you bring in better players, and Jeremy Parnell helps the offensive line. But how much does getting a veteran coach like Doug Marrone up your game?
Yeah, I think it's been great. You know, Doug's a very good teacher of the offensive line position. You know, I've been very impressed and very thankful that we have him, you know, and me personally. But as a group, you know, I think we've made big strides from where we were at last year. And, you know, I'm excited to see where we can take this. But he's been a huge part of that.
It's been very easy to see when you watch the film. And I'm talking about what I'm talking about is seeing you guys work together. There's a lot of offensive linemen that may not have the greatest talent in the world, but when guys work together as an offensive line to work as one, it's amazing how good they can actually be without talent being at the top.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it might be the only position on the field that's that way, which you know, makes it special for us, obviously. But I always like to say that not one of us can be successful without all five of us doing our job. And you know, I think that's really showed this so far this offseason. And like I said, we're just excited to get going and continue the improvement that we've showed so far.
You know, Tony Boselli was talking during one of the mini camps just about the attention to detail that Marrone brings. Is that unusual among offensive line coaches?
Or does he
just do it to a greater degree?
I don't think it's unusual. You know, I think the biggest thing with Doug is he understands the position, but he can teach it. He can communicate it to guys. And, you know, every guy is different. You know, all our bodies are different and everything like that. But he knows how to teach it for each individual person. And obviously that's a huge thing for us.
And he's got a unique style. He's got that New York, he's a little brash, he's
yep.
up front, you know, but you know, you appreciate something like that.
Absolutely. You know, I always appreciate a coach that you always know where you stand, good or bad. He's a straight shooter, and he's going to tell you exactly how he feels and what areas need to be improved on. And as a player, you know, you have to respect that.
And he's obviously had a huge impact on the offensive line, but one of the things that you just can't coach to get better is competition. You know, the Jaguars draft a third-round pick in A.J. Can from South Carolina. They signed Stefan Wisniewski to compete with Bo Bowenko at center. Competition makes everybody better, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this is a game of competition, and no matter if you're a first-year guy or a 10th-year guy, there's always somebody that's looking for your job and pushing you to be better. And you know, I like to think we push all of us to be better. You know, we have high expectations for ourselves as a group and as a team, and that obviously, you know, improves all of our play.
You know, I don't think there's been a game in the preseason or even some practices where I haven't asked you about Luke. How's Luke Jokel doing?
Oh, yeah.
As a young veteran who's next to this young veteran with a lot of pressure on him, you tell us, how much better has he gotten? How's he doing?
You know, it's been great. Our communication, his and I's communication, has always been pretty good. But you know, our play individually, I think, has risen, and that's going to be great for us as we get more and more comfortable with each other and learn each other's styles and everything. It's going to just help both of us become better players.
Yeah, you can see that the two of you are working much better together. The sets kind of almost marry together,
mm-hmm.
Which obviously enables both of you to have more success. But, you know, Luke Jokel, being the high pick that he was a few years ago, the expectations obviously are very high for him.
Right.
And the criticism can be very high. Is he handling all that okay and still allowing himself just to concentrate on getting better?
He is. You know, he's got a great attitude, and really all the guys in our room, you know, we just come to work every day and always trying to continue to get better, and he's no different. And, you know, I think he's done a great job of handling kind of that pressure and really just focused on getting better day in and day out.
It's amazing, too, because, I mean, offensive linemen, they don't ever get the attention, and all of a sudden everybody's putting the attention on an offensive tackle.
We prefer not to have the attention, honestly.
Yeah.